Hey besties, welcome to our episode of After Bedtime today, where we're going through part two of my endometriosis / adenomyosis / uterine prolapse journey. I've got some updates since last time and they are, well, it's a wild ride. So let's do this. If you follow us on Instagram, you know that Moki, my pug, he is my number one baby. He's my firstborn. I love him so much. But if I'm being really, really honest, ever since having kids, he doesn't get the attention that he used to. I do my best, but there's a lot going on. But one thing that makes me feel really good is we recently switched his food to the farmer's dog. And I cannot tell you how happy this little pug is every morning and every night when he's about to eat. Even my husband commented yesterday, he's like, I've never seen Moki prance around so excited. He loves this food. And I've noticed a difference where he does look happier, he has more energy, he just looks like a healthier dog. The farmer's dog makes and delivers fresh, healthy dog food. It's recommended by vets, nutritionally balanced, and it's made from human-grade ingredients in safe, clean kitchens. Honestly, when you pour it, you can tell how real and how clean this food is. In hindsight now, I can really see how like traditional dry and wet dog food options are extremely processed, and they can use so much lower quality ingredients than they claim to, and they're extremely difficult to portion accurately. And if you're using dry food or like store-bought food, no guilt. I did it for a really long time, but I now notice such a difference since I've switched him, which is why I'm here sharing the farmer's dog with you so you can incorporate it into your family. And one little detail that I love, it makes life easier, is the farmer's dog isn't just higher quality food. They also send you the right pre-portioned size specifically for your dog based on their unique nutritional needs. This makes it really easy to help your dog reach and stay at their ideal weight, which is one of the biggest indicators of a full, healthy life. In fact, dogs at healthy weights can live as much as 16% longer than overweight ones, and that's 2.5 years. A fresh diet has been found to have all sorts of benefits, from healthier coat and skin to better breath and even easier digestion and smaller, better poops. Yes, poops matter. A healthy diet isn't just important for humans. Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/feelings. Let the farmer's dog know that we sent you. Use our code or click podcast after you sign up for your first box. Besties, you know that After Bedtime, this is a podcast where we navigate the wild world of parenting after our little ones have gone to sleep. But we can't forget our other little babies, our furry little troublemakers, our dogs. I have a little pug. His name is Moki and we call him Momo, and he really is my number one baby. He was my first child. And at the same time, as much as we love our pets, we know they can get into some trouble sometimes. Let me tell you about a time that my sweet, sweet baby Moki got into a bit of trouble. My one-year-old was just learning how to do solids. He's practicing. I gave him a huge lamb bone. And the baby, being a baby, accidentally dropped it on the floor, and within seconds, I kid you not, I looked over. Before I could grab it, Moki inhaled the lamb bone all 6 inches in a pug down his throat. It was horrifying. We rushed him to an emergency vet, and thankfully, it was a 3-day journey. He is okay, but trust me, the vet bills, they were no joke. Speaking of which, we wanted to share a message from our partner Spot Pet Insurance, because Spot Pet Insurance plans can offer up to 90% cash back on eligible vet bills, which sounds like a game changer and something I wish I had on the Moki Lambone fiasco. Honestly, like, it was bad on top of bad when I got the bill. But now imagine getting up to 90% cash back on that bill. And the Spot Pet Insurance plan offers not only coverage for accidents and illness plans, but an optional preventative care benefit as well to help with the cost for routine wellness, vaccines, and more. And if you catch yourself thinking like, is it expensive? Let me tell you, it is probably less expensive than the unexpected $1,800 vet bill that I got served. Go to spotpetinsurance.com today and get a free quote instantly. It's very easy.
Disclaimer, paid ad for Spot Pet Insurance. Waiting periods, annual deductible, coinsurance, benefit limits, and exclusions may apply. For all terms, visit spotpetins.com/sample-policy. Insurance plans are underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC.
Finally, here we are. It's after bedtime, the kids are asleep, and it is time to get down. I'm Kristen.
And I'm Dina. We're the duo behind the ever-popular Instagram account Big Little Feelings, which helps you navigate all things parenthood.
But this is not a boring parenting podcast. There will be inappropriate jokes, we will be getting down and dirty, so put those babies to bed and let's have fun.
Kristen, girlfriend.
Boo boo.
What's up?
Hey, I did it. I can't believe it. I'm so proud of you.
I know.
That it felt nice. Good. That felt nice. Shake it up.
Different. It's a new year.
Weird.
It's a new year.
Weird.
More weird.
Weird.
More energy.
If you did not listen to our New Year's episode, bestie, it's very relevant because now Dina and I always just chant weird, weird, weird,
weird, weird. More weird.
Because we decided we're not going to do... Well, Dina mostly is not going to do any resolutions. We're not doing any words. I'm doing a word, by the way. But we're both really into just like taking away all the masks and taking away the anxiety and all of the worry. And instead, you just show up and you be weird.
I like it.
And that's
it. I'm doing it.
That's all we're doing in 2024.
So welcome to the episode where we'll be weird.
We're all going to be weird together. I feel like the besties are all weird and like it really resonates whenever we're weird.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a good thing. We need some freedom.
Is everyone weird in their own way or are there some people who are not weird in your opinion?
Huh. I've never even thought of this. I feel like we're all weird in our own way. We've all got these weird little quirks that we do, things that bug us.
What about people with like no childhood trauma? Are those people still weird in their own way or are they quote unquote what we would have probably referred to as like a normal person? You know what I mean?
I think they still got their
weird
stuff.
They still got
stuff.
Their weird
it's
stuff,
part
right?
of being human, yeah.
Everyone's weird.
Yeah.
I love
Maybe
that.
Not to like the anxiety people pleasing extent that you and I have to recover from.
But you're not normally, so it's like it's
2023.
It's
I got weird, like
I know,
in
but
a
I feel like
people pleasing way.
Because the weird you before that wasn't like just middle of the road either. It was actually like a bit.
It was too weird,
too direct, too aggressive,
too
just like you know what I mean. So it's like a real flip flop.
I
real
know
Gemini situation for
That's
you.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah,
and
I
this
am a
year,
Gemini.
We're going more in the middle,
yeah.
Which is just being weird.
Yeah, be you.
Yeah, but okay. Weird.
But weird.
I feel like it's not specific enough. It's like from childhood, right? Where you're just like,
100%.
Be you, but not like that.
But
like,
not like
different.
That. Sorry,
actually,
a little louder?
No.
Still? Quieter?
Oh, be quiet.
No, be
quieter.
Honest. That's too honest.
Like
definitely not like that.
That. So this is just kind of like more specific.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. the be you thing, it's just hard for me, you know? And it's like... be weird. I'm like, I could do that.
Yeah, I could do that.
I'm
breaking
weird.
My, for me, it's like breaking the good girl thing.
Yeah,
where it's like,
it's hard for you to be weird.
Be what people want and say the right thing and don't hurt anyone's feelings. Like I really got swept away in that. So
well,
anyways.
I mean, but in general too, also not even just this past year, but just in general, good girl thing of even like being really organized and being all over it. And I'm the reliable one. It's like, I don't know, Dina, like... You know, with all due, like, I've seen your house because it's like my house, right?
Where it's
we're
messy.
Like, we're wild. We're messy, actually.
We're
you know, like, just be weird. We're just going to be weird.
I agree.
And it's that simple.
But tell me, what's going on in your life? I'm
oh,
so
God.
Curious. How
I don't
are you?
Know. How are you doing?
I don't know. Nope. Well, my uterus is about to explode.
Oh, yeah,
but that's the whole point of today's
that.
Episode. That's where I'm at. I'm in low level pain right now.
I'm so sorry. It's hurting. I can tell.
Thank you. You know me.
Sorry.
You know me.
You're masking it really well. You don't have to.
I do that
That's
often.
That's the point. I know. We should be doing podcasts on like a heated floor or something.
I do have a heating pad upstairs I could go get.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Be
That's
weird.
Not a bad idea.
You know what I mean? Show up and just
remember
have
when
all
I wore things. Sunglasses, though, to our podcast recording and then we had social media clips with it and it literally looked like... too weird, Mimi.
I didn't think it was too weird. I fully embrace it. I could use some right now, frankly, because I have a little bit, a touch of a migraine. And the funny part looking back on that wasn't you actually doing it, because again, I think you should do it again. The funniest part was reading all the comments, you know? Yeah. It's like really peak social media for me, where it's like, it ran the gamut where there's like funny ones of like, Dina, like, yes, girl, I love that you're, you know, what are you, a celebrity? And then other people just being like, who the fuck does she think she is? Yeah. Who is this? Like, how do you know? And it's just the whole gamut on the sunglasses, like conspiracy theories. It just went wild over sunglasses.
Sunglasses indoors. And I feel
like I see men on Instagram on their podcast all the time. Like one of the most popular podcasts, he wears sunglasses.
Yes.
Men wear sunglasses on podcasts and interviews all the time.
Yeah.
No one cares.
No.
And if they do care, they're like, oh yeah, he's probably this or that. You know, they like give him an excuse.
Yeah, they like come up with compassionate reasons why he would be doing something what like that. And I just get torn apart. Yeah. Hence why I crumbled in 2023 and couldn't be my weird self anymore.
Do
for
you
a
know
second.
What this is, by what? The way? This is almost like the Paris Hilton effect. You know how she wears sunglasses? And I actually don't know if this is the reason she does or not, but I have a feeling it has something to do with like people make fun of her eyes, or like that's just probably my guess. And maybe it is or maybe it isn't, but it's really like chicken or the egg situation. I feel like where I do this for myself is I'll see some comment about like my face or the way I look or my teeth or like some random thing, you know, and then I'll try to change it, which is insane, by the way. It's insane. But then they pick apart that thing, you
that
know
you
what
changed
I mean?
It.
So it's like the sunglasses thing where it's
you're
like,
never gonna win.
If you wear sunglasses, they're going to think this. If you don't wear sunglasses, they're going to make fun of your eyeliner.
I mean, the only thing I've taken away from this is I should just be a man.
Be weird.
I'm just kidding. I should be a weird man.
I don't need to be organized. Yeah. I don't need to be quiet. I don't need to be clean. I don't need to take care of the house. I don't need to be more this way or nicer or kinder, because that's my wife's job.
Exactly.
Or my assistant's job. That's a female. Like, that's literally how I feel. Where like all of my personality traits that I get shit on, especially on the internet, but also like my whole life growing up, where it's like, you should be more like this and be more like this and be better at this. I'm like, from a man, it's just like, oh, hire an assistant. Or marry a woman.
Yeah.
Then your life will be solved.
Exactly.
Cute. You're cute.
What a wild world. Anyways, be weird.
Hey, be weird.
Whatever.
I'm just going to be my weird self.
Me too.
I'm really curious about all of your doctor's appointments, so I feel like we should just dive in.
Let's do
this on podcast, by the way, besties, I don't get to know the information until we show up here on your couch, and that's why we're here, so I can like find out sooner.
Welcome
like,
to the bestie to your catch house. Up.
Welcome to the bestie catch up. Let's go.
Okay, we're big believers that small, easy changes can have big results, and that goes for your skincare routine too. These days, it's so confusing to know what product works for this and that and which work together in what order, so I'm just going to make it easy for you. The Work System from Dime Beauty. Dime Beauty is clean, it's high-end skincare that's affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I say clean, by the way, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I do not have time to remember a 10-step routine. The Work System is everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Plus, with spring and summer around the corner, I love anything with sunscreen. Their Tinted Glow Wonder Screen with SPF 30 just came out in new shades, and it's amazing. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com. Dimebeautyco.com. It's about time you've checked out Dime.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Oh my God. I'm sorry.
What is that?
I pulled out my phone. I'm sorry.
You're not supposed to do that.
I'm going to show it. Are you ready?
He's so cute.
Oh my God. Bestie, no. I just got a picture of my baby wearing rain boots.
I can't.
That's all it takes.
It's too cute.
That's all it takes.
I would say that my ovaries are going to explode. I feel like people say that, but like literally they are like maybe going
to
explode.
That's why we're here just to talk
about
that.
That's why we're here to talk about that. I do have some updates.
Okay, let's get on the updates. I'm going to put this little cheeks away. I'm gonna put it away. Oh, it's nice. A little boost of serotonin, you know.
That was a good hit.
It was nice. This is what motherhood is about, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Baby in a boot.
Hell yeah.
Nailed it. Feel great. Okay. Shifting from babies in a boot. Where we left off, do you want to tell us where we left off? Do we want to summarize?
Well, we did a whole episode on it.
Yeah.
Right after I had my endometriosis surgery, which in and of itself was kind of a whirlwind thing from finding out, like, after a year and a half of just pure pain every month to finding out that I probably had endometriosis to rolling right into surgery pretty much after that and confirming that, yes, indeed, not only did I have endometriosis, but I also have something called adenomyosis, which is going to come into play today, and my uterus is prolapsing, hence all the pain that I was experiencing monthly.
And you find all this out as you're waking up from surgery, right?
I mean, it's
kind of like spit.
I'm like halfway in
how's
a...
How's it going? Did you get everything?
Delirious days. I'm like, so did I have endo? Yeah. And he's like, oh yeah, you didn't. And these other problems. So
that's wild.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I mean, so what was the plan? Like, what doctor did we go to? What are we tackling first? Because like, there's a lot of questions.
Right.
I don't even know what any of these things are.
Okay.
So like, please.
Okay.
Please.
So this was a gynecologist. Who did my procedure, by the way.
Okay, that's
after going to three other ones who just kind of blew me off and were like, oh, painful periods, bummer. Happens, huh? And this was the first person, yeah. This was the first person who was like, well, every single symptom you said sounds like endometriosis, wild. So we should deal with that. Anyways, I've gone since to a follow-up appointment, which was very helpful. And more importantly, one of the most critical data points, I think, was I had another period since we've last talked. Mm-hmm. And that was going to be the real test because everything I had read in our DMs and on our page, I was so stoked because the BLF community rallied behind.
Yes.
They were like, yes, girl, get that surgery, get that endometriosis out. You are going to feel so much better. When I did mine, like my whole life changed. And I was like, hell yes.
Yeah.
Hell no. I got a period.
Oh no.
Kristen, I'm devastated. Yeah. I'm devastated. I was in severe pain still for two straight days. My back pain was horrendous still. Could not walk. You know me. You watched me push a baby out of my vagina, unmedicated, on my bedroom floor.
Didn't make a peep. It was literally like an Enya concert. Like, I've never been to one, but if I had attended one, I'm imagining that's what your birth was like. Literally unmedicated. Those were the sounds coming out of your mouth.
You've also watched me get tattoos and not flinch. Like, I have a very, very unusually high pain tolerance.
Yeah.
Probably from my childhood experiences. Nonetheless, I can do physically painful things, but this period thing, I cannot do.
Yeah.
Like, this is so, so bad. And so I was very devastated to have such a bad period again.
Roller coaster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wouldn't even
expect that.
That's
not what we wanted to hear.
I mean, you go in, it's like a pretty painful procedure. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's nothing.
It was a real operation.
Yeah. Which I don't think you really realized either.
I was not ready for that.
I was like, Dina, is someone coming with you? And you're like, and I mean, we already said this on the last podcast, but you're like, nah, like, you know, I'm going to be dropped off. And I'm like, I'm sorry, what hospital? Because like, you can't, this is like a real, like, no. It's just like a little thingy. And I'm like, are you going under anesthesia? And you're like, yeah. And I'm like, okay.
Can I tell you how much I did not think it was a real thing when we were scheduling it? Bless her, nicest woman scheduling me. And I was like, So, like, what are the dates available? She's like, we have the day before Halloween. And I was like, Gina. That's really soon. So, like, it'd be good to get this done. Can I pick them up the next day? Because it's Halloween and I have two toddlers. Like, they're going to be so excited and I want to carry them around.
Yeah,
and she's like, definitely not. but also, that was the moment to be like, hey, you clearly don't understand this.
Yeah, what's happening?
The recovery is like, it's 2 weeks. It's a 2 week recovery. I was like, it's a 2 day recovery in my mind. And so, wow.
At most. Like 2 days for an average person. So for you, nothing. You know, like in your mind, I'm sure it was.
In my mind, I thought it was 2 hard days.
I could push through.
It was 2 hard weeks.
Two hard days, but like you'll still pick up your kids in your mind. You know?
In my mind, yeah. The rule follower fully planned on breaking the rules, by the way. I was like, I'm going to pick him up. I'm strong. I go to the gym. Yum.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, very real surgery. So,
painful periods, which is wild.
Painful periods. It happened again. Went back to the same doctor. Okay. Luckily, I had my follow-up appointment, which is great because, again, the last time we spoke, I was delirious coming out of surgery when he just casually was like, oh, yeah, you've got endo and two other major problems. See you soon. I'm like, all right.
Okay.
And so when I explained to him what was going on, that not only did I have painful periods again with devastating back pain, which was like one of the core red flags to go get this evaluated again, but I also have ovulation pain, like very severe ovulation pain. So both had happened again by the time I saw him. God. And he, you know, very kind, very direct, was like, well, you know, this actually makes sense to me because your uterus has so much adenomyosis that it is a globular shape and it's just like misshapen now because of how much is in there. And because basically, like, don't quote me, I'm a doctor, but the tissue from your uterus is essentially like jammed up into your uterine wall.
That's lining. Not what anyone wants to hear.
No.
Okay.
And you can't scrape it out. Like with the endometriosis where it's traveled then beyond that to other parts of your body, you can actually scrape it. And that's what we did. Mm-hmm. But you cannot do that with the adenomyosis. And
what do you do with it?
Nothing. You live with pain. Okay. You live with pain forever until you hit menopause is literally what he said. I'm not joking. It? That's what he told
me. That's literally it.
Yes.
That's crazy.
I know. So, I mean, he kind of brought up some options.
Okay.
Where one pathway is you go on birth control, basically, and you try to regulate the hormones. And, you know, that should help in some ways.
Okay.
Or your other option is you take out your uterus.
Wow.
You just go full hysterectomy is what we talked about. Mm-hmm. And I, as you know, want to have one last baby.
Yeah.
Like, I really would love to try in these next months. And I think that's... Honestly, I'm like scared to say it out loud because, again, people have so many opinions and I feel like everyone's going to like kind of yell at me and be like, well, no, you should try this and you should try that. And I want to hear all these things. Like, I'm down to try everything. I'm going back to pelvic floor therapy now to try and strengthen mostly the prolapsed uterus that is falling and, in his words, is halfway in my vagina.
Okay. I love that. Straight to the point. Straight
to the point. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm very just going to say it.
I love that.
I know. I'm really sorry, everyone.
No, I mean, I like it, but that's because I'm weird.
Hey, 2024. Hey,
I like it.
So I'm doing the things that I know how, and basically...
But what's your fear? You think people are going to judge you because you want to try to have a baby?
Oh, no. I feel like...
Or on your treatment.
Yeah, they're gonna jump at me. Because the reality is, Kristen, when he said, take out your uterus and get a hysterectomy, I lit up with joy. I was like, wow. I would do anything to not go through this anymore.
Yeah.
And it sounds, at least in my mind, maybe this is just a me thing, it sounds extreme, right? It's like, whoa, hysterectomy.
Yeah.
But that honestly sounds fantastic because of the level of pain.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of where I'm at. Like, I think my plan is to have one more baby. Mm-hmm. Apparently, I'm supposed to recover after that for about 8 or so months.
Okay.
And then I'd be ready to go back under and get it taken out. And interestingly, they can leave in your ovaries.
Okay.
So that you just will naturally at some point hit menopause.
Okay.
And that would be the journey.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Hysterectomy talk. That's big, but it's pretty interesting that it's like a relief.
Yeah. You know? I've noticed actually when I share it with friends, their first thing is kind of like, whoa, I'm so sorry. Right. When in reality, I'm like, wait, I'm so happy. Yeah. I'm so happy that this is an option. Like, get it out. And this is something I read in the DMs too. And in our comments a lot was a lot of women being like, hey, I had adenomyosis and the only thing that helped was a full hysterectomy.
Saw that too.
Yeah.
Yep. A lot of that.
Yep. Yeah.
So I'm assuming then we're not going to get diddled, right? It's not going to be like the surgery where it's like, oh, just do this and then it will be gone. Like, this really will be it. Like,
that
this
would be will, it.
Okay. That's good.
That would be it.
That's probably why it's reassuring, because it's like, okay, this is actually like something that could stop this. Like,
yeah.
It's not like there's nothing, you know?
Exactly. So now I'm in this weird predicament, which, like, please do weigh in.
Oh boy, I won't, but go ahead.
So now I'm going to try to start a fertility journey.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So now my brain, which, as you know, overthinks a lot of things.
Yeah. Like that. What, you and me.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, well, what if we tried in January?
Okay.
Okay. Now. Right.
Today?
What if we tried
now? You're ovulating now? Right now, right?
I am. It hurts so bad.
Tonight? Okay. That must make trying fun, because you're in a lot of pain.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Okay. It's a whole thing.
All right. Yeah, it's this is good. A lot. There's a lot of layers.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So then my brain starts going like this. Mm. Brace yourself.
I'm ready.
It goes, well, you've already had, you know, one pregnancy in January and then you had a baby in October. And if you have a baby in October and you have two toddlers, what are the holidays going to look like? Oh, and how are you going to juggle everything? So then I didn't try, right? But now I'm like, well, I don't want to try in February or March, because then you really get a holiday baby. Like, you're going to be so overwhelmed. And I was like, no, pull back. This is just one chapter of life. Like, you can get through a holiday season with two toddlers and a new baby. Like, you can do this. And then I'm not going to try. Okay. So I'm just going to wait a few more months.
Okay.
But then 5 more months of painful periods? How am I going to do that? And now I'm just weighing out, like, choose your adventure here.
I thought you were about to, like, be like, well, you don't want, like, a Valentine's Day baby. What can I possibly do?
I basically have
to have sex with my husband. So how am I going to have a baby in February? So now, you know, we're going to March and it's like spring break. I'm going to Mexico. I can't. How could I possibly miss our trip to Mexico?
I'm not even lying. I did schedule a trip to Mexico, and that's part of it.
One margarita
poolside at our trip. Like, I really do need that.
We have April available, and I don't know if that's like an Aries cusp though, so we're gonna scratch April.
now you get it.
May's a good month. Yeah, Dina, if I may.
then they would have the same birthday as my second child, you know, potentially.
We're going to have to let go of this shit.
I know. I got to let go.
Have to let you.
I got to let go. Thank you for shooting me straight.
Control that. And I know maybe the past two babies you kind of have. And that's great. And I hope that happens. I hope you get to control it again.
Well, no, you're getting to my other point, which goes, well, what if you don't try all these months? And then when you start to try it, you know, we're 6 months in of trying really hard and like, oh my God.
Welcome to struggling with fertility.
Yeah.
And then the age gap gets bigger. And then you're like, oh my God, but then that is that better? Was that worse? And then you just overthink everything. So, I mean,
you put me at ease, by the way, because I know you ended up, while you didn't want that quote unquote big age gap, which is not even that big.
Yep. Really
you
not.
You ended
it's
up
really
in the
not.
Long run enjoying parts of that.
I would never take it back in a million years. It's literally like the perfect age gap. And arguably even 2 years was too close for me is what I learned. Like not for everyone, but for me. Like
and for me.
Really nice having a 4 year age gap. And I was... I agonized. Like, I mean, I felt guilt. I was like, should I even have the baby? Like, why? Like, why? But we just do this to ourselves.
100%. One day we can have a full episode on 202.
Age gap. And 202,
The tornado that was that I also don't regret, but
Wow. That was hard.
Which part of me is like, part of me is like, if I could do 202, like, add another one in. Come on.
Yeah,
I've been through the 10 out of 10 chaos.
I don't know if it matters that there's like Hanukkah happening. You know what I mean? Like, I think you're going to be fine because they're not like literal two babies at the same time.
That was hard.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that's what my mind got stuck in. I was like, there was one time we took two under two on an airplane.
Oh,
and I was like, nope, never, nope. So my mind automatically was like, well, you can't travel for the holidays if you have a baby.
Like you very much can. And it's
you
like easier,
could.
You know,
you
they're like
off.
Chill. They're like chill. And then your older kids are just like chilling on their iPads because they're older and they can like get their snacks. They can go to the potty by themselves. You can like breastfeed or formula feed or newborn. And you're like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Not that it's not hard. It's just like so different.
Yeah.
It's so different than definitely what you experienced, let alone like what I did, which was 2 year age gap.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to let go of that.
I'm going to let go of controlling
because you can't really control what month you get pregnant also, by the way. Like,
but I'm going to start trying in April.
Okay. Yeah. That's more like
and then
when
I will
you
let go.
Feel ready to start trying.
Yeah.
I
but
like
the margarita poolside. Okay. I'm letting go.
I mean, I do encourage you to plan around spring break. Selfishly. I was just thinking this is really, really rich advice coming from someone that literally planned out having a Virgo baby.
You did.
I literally picked his zodiac sign.
Yeah, you did.
You know what I mean?
With your induction. Yeah.
And I'll still give you this advice.
Yeah.
Let go. You can't
Isn't
control
that
it.
Life,
but like,
though.
You can't
Isn't that life?
You can control it. You know?
Yeah.
Once we get closer and we know like the date, then you can like pick which cusp date, you know?
Okay. My doctor friend was like, why don't you just get a C-section and have them take it all out right then?
Yeah.
I was like, you know, it's not a bad idea either. I'm going to think on that one.
You don't have
Says
to
the
have
lady
pain.
Who had two home births. You can do anything
if
you
you're
want.
Gonna go
Whatever
through pain anyways,
feels like a good fit.
This is a great idea.
Yeah, I'm thinking on it.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
It could happen.
Who's this friend? That's like, is it a doctor that's
It's Kevin.
Okay. Well, obviously it's Kevin. Besties don't know Kevin, but Kevin's the best. So
the best.
We're going to take that advice. That's great advice, Kevin. Thank you.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Duh. He's a doctor too, right? Yeah. Logical.
Yes.
And makes sense, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
So we have a lot to think on, but I'm feeling more at peace with my journey because I feel like I now understand how it's all working. I've come to terms with the fact that my endometriosis surgery did not solve all my problems.
Oh.
You know?
Do you like have to process that quite a bit?
I did.
I feel like that would be hard for me when you think the expectation is something's gonna help or happen and then it doesn't.
Yeah. It was really bad. It was pretty devastating when it happened. I was like, I cannot believe that this is where we're at.
So sad.
Yeah. My toddler came up to me and he's like, Mommy, I think you need another surgery. As I was like couch ridden.
Oh, no.
I was like, I think you're right,
Oh my God.
That is true.
3-year-old gets it.
He totally
got it.
He
could identify.
Yeah. It's like, oof. Your belly, not good.
We need to do this again, a different one. Mm-hmm. A different one. Keep trying.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's a lot to take in.
Yeah.
You know?
But, you know, give me some good vibes for the conception journey,
the fertility journey. Yeah.
So we're gonna put the good energy out.
So many baby vibes.
We're embracing the adenomyosis journey.
Embracing.
And then we're going to get this thing out of my body, probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do
I'm
that.
I'm excited.
Like next year, you know?
Yes.
Let's schedule it in. Q1. Whatever. I don't know. Q4. We're going to do it.
Awesome.
Okay. I'm excited for you. Oh, man. Well, this has been, I mean, I'm so glad that we got to catch up because I've been dying to find out. I know the besties have been too.
Yeah. But thanks for being supportive. I mean, it is, I laugh, I joke about it sometimes. And I think today I've kind of already sat through the hardest, most emotional parts of it. Mm. But like, it's still, it creeps up. It's a scary thing.
Yeah. It's not easy.
No.
It's not easy. It's also like nobody would expect this. Like, yeah, that's not part of the plan, you know?
No, I was telling that to a friend the other day. I was like, I really just did not see this coming.
Yeah.
Like, this is not what I foresaw as the journey here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, well, you're strong.
Thanks.
And it's okay to be weak.
Yeah.
And I love you. And I love you, besties, too.
Yeah, thanks, besties.
We'll see you next week, besties.
See you soon.
If you are struggling with toddler or preschooler tantrums, pushback, discipline, picky eating, just all the confusing things, this podcast, we can only scratch the surface. If you need help, our course, Winning the Toddler Stage, is here to help. It is aptly nicknamed the Toddler Manual because it truly has every single thing you could possibly struggle with under the sun between the ages of 1 and 6 within one course. We're not going to do a bunch of workshops. You have to buy the sleep guide and the picky eating guide and the this guide and the that guide. No, everything you could possibly need for ages 1 through 6 is all in this one course. We were never meant to do this parenting thing alone. You deserve to have help. We are here for you. You can find that course at biglittlefeelings.com and be sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Big Little Feelings. We give free tips every single day. They might change your life with one free tip.
Thank you so much for being here with us. This has been an Odyssey production, executive produced by Lauren LaGrasso, produced by Daniela Silva, edited by Bob Tabador, and theme music composed by Liz Full. Then studio lighting designed by Shane Sackett and designed by Jackie Shearman. Special thanks to Odyssey Executive Vice President and Head of Podcasts, Jenna Weiss-Berman. And thank you for being here with us. We can't wait till next week.